Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We thought there was more to the story in a fatal hit and run of two teenage girls in Cranford, New Jersey, and it now appears that was correct. Let's get the very latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
Very tense and emotional situation here in Cranford. Friends and neighbors identify the teens killed here as 17-year-olds named Maria and Isabella. We're not giving their last name out at this point. Now, they claim the driver that hit them Monday night is a young man who's been stalking one of the girls for months. In fact, they say he's even been parking outside of her house. There was a vigil here last night. Several hundred attended. The investigation is still ongoing. The Union County Prosecutor's Office now putting out a $10,000 reward offer to get some more video from the incident from here on Burnside Avenue. Now, I reached out via email to Union County as well to try to confirm the angle about this young man stalking the girls, and they have not responded to me. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in New Jersey.
Two people wounded in a shooting in the Bronx. This was around 6 last night outside a building on Webster Avenue and East 187th in Fordham. That's where a gunman opened fire, shooting a 36-year-old man multiple times and grazing a 35-year-old woman. Police believe she was just walking by at the time. So far, no word why the man was targeted and no arrest. The race for mayor of New York may be down to three candidates, but two of them are now really going at it, specifically over where their campaign money is coming from.
Andrew Cuomo says a $100,000 donation to Zohran Mamdani's campaign from the Council on American Islamic Relations is dirty money.
An organization whose leader said that he was, quote, happy about October 7th.
Mamdani says while he's fighting for Eric Adams' voters, Cuomo is fighting for Eric Adams' donors.
New York City deserves better than yet another mayor bought by billionaires. Deserves better than someone who would rather spend time in a private club than out here with the public.
Cuomo didn't deny taking money from billionaires, but says Mamdani does it too. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Today is the day the rent hikes for new leases on stabilized apartments in the city take effect. That's 3% on 1-year leases, 4.5% on 2-year ones. That will remain in effect until the next vote next June from the Rent Guidelines Board, and then it kicks in next October 1st. Metropolitan Park now one step closer to becoming reality. The proposal by Mets owner Steve Cohen and the Hard Rock for a casino across from Citi Field has unanimously passed a key committee vote by the Community Advisory Committee. It sends it to the final round in the bidding for a state casino license. Queensborough President Donovan Richards.
We're talking about creating more than 20,000 good paying union jobs. We're talking about creating hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in wages for Queens families.
Three other proposals have also advanced. Resorts World in Jamaica, Bally's in the Bronx, Empire City in Yonkers. The final decision by the Gaming Facility Location Board is expected by December 1st.
Everything dies, maybe that's a bet.
As we await the release of the Springsteen biopic, we're hearing from the New Jersey Film Commission about the making of the movie In the Garden State. Executive Director John Crowley.
Bruce said, no, if we're going to do a biopic about my life, we're filming in New Jersey. You're not going to replicate Asbury Park and the Stone Pony or Freehold in any other place in the country. You've got to make it authentically Jersey because Bruce Springsteen is authentically New Jersey.
Yeah, he tells 1010 Wins the film brought in millions of dollars to the New Jersey economy.
Even beyond resetting people's expectations of New Jersey is knowing that we're bringing so much work here and we're getting our New Jerseyans, our residents, busy and employed. And then the production companies, more and more of them are coming.
He says they hope the film will be as iconic as The Sopranos was in bringing the wow factor to encourage people to both live and work in the Garden State. Another case of ICE agents roughing people up at 26 Federal Plaza, this time ending with a photojournalist in the hospital after El Viral Elibol, who works for the Anadolu agency, was shoved to the ground.
We're told the scuffle started in an elevator and then spilled out into the hallway.
It's against the law. It's a, I really think it's a felony.
New York City Comptroller Brad Lander says ICE's conduct has gotten out of hand.
ICE has accelerated its campaign of violence now against journalists. So they're not only abducting our neighbors, they're not only violently assaulting their families and throwing them to the ground.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Elibol was seen on a stretcher with a neck brace. He was taken to downtown hospital and was reportedly later discharged in stable condition. In a statement, Homeland Security insisted that the officers repeatedly told people to get back and get out of the elevator. Trisha McLaughlin accused the press and politicians of, quote, fanning the flames of division and demonizing law enforcement.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.